Hello, and welcome to The Good Night Show with me, Daniel Van Kirk. It's Thursday, August 20th, around 12 a.m., Rochelle, Illinois time, and I am glad that you are here. Let's welcome to the show my producer and friend, Noah Eberhardt. Noah, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Daniel. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. It is a hot summer night. We are in the dog days of summer, which I'm sure at some point in the course of this show, I will eventually learn where that term comes from. But I kind of like not knowing. It's fine because we all know exactly what it means. It's just real hot. Yesterday, or I guess it would be 2 days ago now, I was about maybe 2 miles outside of LA, and it was 114 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that.
Really? Oh, I think the most I've been in is 116 in Vegas once. But when you're in a pool with a $34 drink in your hand, which has like equal parts sugar as it does rum, that's okay.
But, I think when it gets that hot, they should give out mandatory like umbrella hats to everyone mm-hmm. in the area, you know?
Yeah.
Just to protect.
I mean, this past weekend, it was up to 130 in Death Valley.
Yeah, I read that was like the hottest recorded temperature in the U.S. in like 100 years or something.
Yeah, and possibly like the hottest recorded reliable temperature in history. So, yeah. And then they said the next day it might be 134, which I didn't hear about, so I'm assuming it didn't do it. But yeah, it's hot. It's these hot summer nights. I hope everybody's having a wonderful Tennessee Williams season and doing great. You can become a part of the show. All you have to do is send in your positive stories, sex and relationship questions, and recommendations for things to read, watch, and be entertained by, which is what we are doing today. All you have to do is text me or leave me a voicemail by calling 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. Or email thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. Hey, guess what? There's still some great opportunities for anybody who wants to, as long as space, you know, space provided their space, to do a game night with me this Saturday. There's a couple spots left for anybody who wants to try it out for the first time. We're trying to let new people have a chance at it. But if not, we got plenty of people who want to play. But if you want to find out if you can play, all you have to do is go to danielvankirk.com. We're going to be doing some Jackbox games, and they're very, very fun. There's a happy hour and a night owl. It's at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Pacific. So I hope if you want to play that I see you there. Also, Saturday, August 29th, I cannot wait for this. It's bingo night. Yeah. That's at 7 p.m. Rochelle time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Go to danielvankirk.com to find out how you can get in on a hang with me. There's also a live Pen Pals, and there is like 10 tickets left for this show as of the time that I am recording this on Thursday morning, very early Thursday morning. So if you want to do that, go to danielvankirk.com. You'll find out how to get passes for that. Rory and I are going to have a lot of fun on Friday, August 28th, and I hope you're there. And then lastly, there's another live Dumb People Town happening Saturday, September 26th at 6:30 p.m. There's a pre-show meet and greet, which is a separate ticket if you want to do that. Those are very, very fun. Actually, I don't know if there's a pre-show. There's definitely a post-show. If that sells out, which I assume it will, we may add another pre-show hang. Those were so much fun. There were times that they were just as like big of laughs in those hangs as there was actually during the show. And the show was phenomenal. We had Jim Gaffigan and Ben Lee and a Greenlee. And this one on the 26th is going to be just as fun. And it's going to sell. There's already over 200 tickets sold just for that show alone. So if you want to hang out with the Sklar brothers and myself and Mike Birbiglia, you can do that on Saturday, September 26th. That should be up at danielvankirk.com. If it's not, give me a day or two or just search Nowhere Comedy Club and go to their calendar. But again, that is 6:30 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday, September 26th. All right, let's get into what is entertaining us. We have so many movies to talk about. I've been watching a lot. I'll start off with Once Upon a Time in the West, a spaghetti Western that I started, I want to say over a year ago, and then it got taken off of Netflix, so I wasn't able to finish it, and now it's on HBO Max. And so over the course of, I would say, 3 or 4 nights, I was able to watch Once Upon a Time in the West, and it is beautiful. It's amazing. It feels epic and big in scope. All the characters are interesting. That those final scenes are amazing as well. Charles Bronson just does such a great job as the character Harmonica. Have you ever seen it, Noah?
No, I haven't.
I highly recommend it. Henry Fonda, Jason Robards, Charles Bronson. It's just a great movie. And I haven't looked into it in terms of like what it won or any of that stuff, but I don't, that's great. If it did, I'm sure it did. But Sergio Leone, man, it's just beautiful. And you can really tell when you're watching it, like this was a total sea change in films. Like some of those old Westerns are great and I love them, but they feel very clean and Hollywood, whereas this feels very gritty. It feels very like Deadwood. It's just great. And you can see where people like Quentin Tarantino and like I said, the show Deadwood really just got inspiration from these spaghetti westerns and specifically Once Upon a Time in the West. So I can't recommend it enough. If you're on HBO Max, you should be able to stream it, provided the app wants to work for you. I also watched that new Netflix movie, Project Power. It's fine. It's a fine movie. You can really see like how Joseph Gordon-Levitt can elevate a film, by his performance. Jamie Foxx does a great job as well. It's just an hour and a half brain turn off, and it's good. Yeah, I liked it. I also watched Lincoln Lawyer. Have you seen Lincoln Lawyer, Noah?
No, is that the Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, it's his longest commercial for Lincoln. It actually kicked off that campaign. What it really kicked off was the McConaissance. I think this was right before Dallas Buyers Club and True Detective and Wolf of Wall Street. This really like kicked off that run for the modern day McConaughey that we have and appreciate. He kicked off his Kate Hudson movies and they have their place. But Lincoln Lawyer, you know, it kind of is a great transitional movie for him in his career because it nowhere near reaches the heights of True Detective or Dallas Buyers Club. Like he doesn't even reach those heights in his performance. But it's a good like gateway movie towards that. Because all forgiveness for anybody who's listening to me as they try to go to sleep or do whatever you do during your day, whenever you listen to this. But it is a very smart movie for dumb people. Like, it's like kind of better than it should be, but nowhere near as good as it could be. Does that make sense, Noah?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay. Tracks. Yeah, you took a couple turns here. But also at the same time, like, what world are we living in? There's just, you know what it feels like? It feels like those like late 90s, like I think they're like James Patterson adaptations, like Kiss the Girls and Along Came a Spider. Like it feels very much in that genre of like, there's a lot of real things that happen in this world, but also for convenience sake, like, why didn't they just dust for prints? You know what I mean? It doesn't go to that bad, but there's some stuff. Like if you've been watching Perry Mason's courtroom scenes and then you watch Lincoln Lawyer, this was me personally, you're just going to feel very like objection. Like you, you would just be like, nobody, this isn't how this would go. Oh my God. It is. I think Josh Lucas is the actor and his performance at a certain point, and I don't hate the movie at all, but at a certain point it became like a comedy to me. So I recommend it, but I recommend it if you, like I said, if you like Along Came a Spider, not if you love True Detective, but maybe, you know, be in a cotton candy mood is what I'm trying to say. One more quick thing I want to talk about before we go to break is I played a new video game called Fall Guys. Have you heard of this game, Noah?
I've been playing it a lot.
Oh, yes. My gosh. How much fun is it?
It is very addictive. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's very much like I'll just do one more type game.
Mm-hmm.
Have you won, Noah?
I have not won.
What is...
Have you?
Okay, so let's give people a breakdown. It's 60 people, so it's a battle royale, and most of the time those are synonymous with Call of Duty Warzone, Fortnite, Apex Legends, very violent-ish shooter, you know, I'm taking you out, you're trying to take me out type games. This is 60 people of the most adorable little like mini hot dog characters you've ever seen. They look like oversized jelly beans with arms and legs. And you can dress them up in tons of different costumes and designs and colors, which is so wonderful. And it's just one obstacle course of after another, where every course eliminates certain people from the game until there's one person left. And it, in the most, like, think of the show Wipeout or something like Double Dare or Legends of the Hidden Temple type feeling, like, can you make it up this thing and get across this and stuff like that. Would you say that's a fair summation?
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's light, it's fun, it can be very frustrating, without very high stakes, because very quickly you're back into another game and not thinking about the last one.
There are certain games I still think about. There are certain ones that were definitely rigged, but that's just how it is.
What's the farthest you've made it?
I'd say probably like top five.
Nice. Yeah. I made it to fourth. Fourth.
Nice.
Fourth person standing. It's just a fun game. Now, have you tried to play it with other people?
Yes, I have.
And how's that experience?
I have some friends. It's great. I mean, honestly, I think it elevates it because you can talk about, like, I'll go on video chat with some friends from from college and high school, and we'll all be playing in the same like party, and then we'll be like, you know, we'll be talking shit or complaining or observing about the craziness that's going on in that game. So I think it makes it more fun to play with people, honestly.
Yeah. I don't think it's possible to set up a private game, right?
I don't think so.
Man, when that happens though, we might have a whole new type of game night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I've already thought of ways to like make it a drinking game. Like if you fall, you have to take a drink. If you get eliminated, you have to finish your drink. If you're playing in a group and you're the first one out, you have to do a shot. First one eliminated. It's just a fun game.
What's your favorite obstacle course or level?
I kind of like Seesaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
It can be frustrating if everyone's jumping on one
side.
Yeah,
a lot of dumb people. You find out who are the dumb little jelly beans.
I just hate Slime Climb. I can't beat Slime Climb.
Yeah, Slime Climb's hard. Yeah. I don't like when you're teams, because then you're just relying on other people, you know? But I've done a couple team ones where it became really fun. It was somehow balanced, and it was a good time, so... I recommend it. It is free right now if you have PlayStation Plus. I think it's only on PC and PlayStation 4. Sorry, Xbox people. But if you have PlayStation Plus, it is free right now, I think, until the first week of September. So get on it, and maybe we'll in the future get to do like a game night like group of Fall Guys. So let's take a quick little break. When we come back, we have recommendations from all of you. Well, some of you. We'll be right back after this. Hey, Good Night Gang member. I know that's like the nicest, friendliest gang I think we can be in, hopefully. Or at least the one you would enjoy the most. Well, I want to tell you about something else you might enjoy. I am now on Cameo. Yeah. I did it. And why did I do it? Because I like being able to send direct messages, video messages to people who enjoy what I do. So if you have someone in your life that you want to send a birthday wish to, because hopefully they're a fan of mine, that'd be crazy if you have me do one for your aunt and she doesn't even know me. But that's also totally fine. I'll do it. Or you just need me to tell someone in your life to help clean up this house, I'll do that too. Or maybe you just want some encouragement yourself, being like, hey, Dan, this is something I'm dealing with right now. Would love to get your thoughts. And if you could help cheer me up or think about it in a different way, I would love to have a video of that. Well, now you can. All you have to do is go to Cameo, search for me, Daniel Van Kirk, or I have like a link tree, which is in my Twitter profile and my Instagram profile, as well as it's probably up at danielvankirk.com. You can find my Cameo there, is what I'm trying to say. I will get the message to you right away. I don't think I've taken more than 24 hours for any of the ones that I've already done. It's also a really cool way for me to meet more of you. So let me know what you would like me to make a video about. Maybe tell me where you are or where the person that I'm sending this to, where they are. Any information you can give me is just going to make it all that much more fun. And it doesn't have to be something just like a birthday or an anniversary. Anything at all that you think it would be cool to have me make a message to you or to somebody you care about, or maybe somebody you don't. Like, I'll let your boyfriend know, like, hey, I'm afraid it's not working out and you need to start focusing on this, these few things to make him or her happy. Or them. If you're in a throuple, I'll talk to both of them. Just let me know. Just go to cameo.com and yeah, hit me up. All right. Pierview Suites is a beachside boutique hotel on the Central Coast in Cayucos, California. It's located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles along Highway 1, just below Big Sur and the famous Hearst Castle. Their all-suite hotel combines the comforts of private residences and with the amenities and services of a small resort, including ocean views, fine furnishings, private balconies, fully equipped kitchens, and daily housekeeping. Special pricing is available for any stay of 3 plus, 7 plus, or 30 plus nights when you call to book direct. As part of their continued commitment to provide an outstanding guest experience, Pierview Suites is excited to announce the first phase of their hotel's largest refresh to date. Deeply rooted in Central Coast tradition, their unpretentious yet modern new look will enhance the tone of their beachside community with laid-back surf vibes. All suites will offer guests a space that is intimate yet luxurious, local but inviting, evocative of the rich history of Cayucos but in keeping with contemporary California lifestyle. They also feature an entirely virtual front desk with automated check-in, self-checkout, and mobile keys delivered to your smartphone for easy access upon your arrival. To explore the hotel and reserve your stay, please visit pierviewsuites.com and follow Pierview Suites on Instagram and Facebook for exclusive deals. Okay, we are back. Just to let everybody know, some listener content could be condensed or cut for time. It's not because I don't think you're great or I don't love what you said. I just want to make sure we get to as many people as possible. Here we go. We have a text from the 585 area code that has a TV recommendation for us. It says Netflix's Teenage Bounty Hunters. It's fun and funny with a couple of great plot twists. Kadeem Hardison was one of the best parts. I haven't checked this out at all. Have you, Noah?
I don't even know what it is.
I saw a billboard for it, but maybe I'll give it a chance. If you think of it in the course of the next week, Noah, and any time that we're texting about all the stuff we do, feel free to be like, ask me if I've checked it out yet, and I'll try to ask you too. Maybe we'll watch the first episode. But Teenage Bounty Hunters on Netflix. We have another text from the 504 area code that says, hello, Daniel, Noah, Lissa, and the rest of the Goodnight Gang. Hello. I wanted to make a recommendation of a show to watch, Dicktown, which is John Hodgman's animated short-form show. It originally aired as part of Cake on FX, but the individual episodes are now available on Hulu. It's about an Encyclopedia Brown type character, but now he's a middle-aged guy living on a broken-down houseboat. He still solves mysteries, but his clients are still kids. It's pretty hilarious, and each episode is about 10 minutes long. I think you'll enjoy it. Kevin. Thanks, Kevin. Add that to the list. I want to check that out, too, before next week. I'd like to be able to tell people more about what I thought of some of their recommendations. Here's one, an email from a listener named Diana. We hear from Diana every once in a while. Love hearing from you, Diana. Hope you're great. She says in this email, good night, Daniel and Noah. While flipping through Amazon Prime, my husband and I saw Warrior was available. It's been on my mind since you mentioned you were going to rewatch it. It was really late, so my husband and I just picked a couple of our favorite parts to watch. After enjoying that, I wanted to watch the end. I thought watching it in a vacuum would keep me from crying like I did the first time I saw it. Nope, I immediately had tears slowly streaming down my cheek. Much like your recommendation, I agree. This is a wonderful movie. And I tell my beloved ones to watch it. Nice. We also have a text from the 501 area code that says, "Hey, Daniel, Noah, and the Goodnight Gang, I wanted to share a song that's been putting a pep in my step lately. It's called Bit of Love by J.P. Cooper. I hope it makes you smile." I checked this out a little bit. Obviously, I have another song here queued up. I checked this out a little bit. It's not bad. I like it. It's got some good vibes, good energy to it. I would say this, if you like, I can't think of a better term for this, and I don't mean it as a slight, but I think it will help some people decide if they want to listen to it. I would consider it like millennial country, which I don't know if that's a thing, but I feel like it should be. It felt like millennial country music. And like I said, that shouldn't mean it's a bad thing. It should just kind of give you context for what it is. I also wanted to recommend, if I haven't talked about it, maybe I did, I don't remember, but why not? I can give it another plug. The podcast Mobituaries. If you are not listening to Mobituaries, I highly recommend it. Mo Rocca takes topics of, it could be about a person who actually passed away. It could be about a type of television that we no longer see anymore. It could be about a movement or something that was once a thing and is now just gone. And that could be almost under any category. It's called Mobituaries. It's produced by CBS News in conjunction with, I think, another entity, but I can't remember now, right now what it would be. It's just really good. They did one about the death of like farm TV, which was like Green Acres and the Beverly Hillbillies and Hee Haw, which I found to be extremely interesting. They did one about like the first elected like African-American like black politicians. I think they were congressmen. Anyway, it's just really, really good. And I highly recommend it. So another thing that we'd like to do before we get out of here is I have a song that I want to play for all of you. This is something that I enjoy doing. And this song that I'm going to play today is a song that I love. I honestly, again, kind of like Mobituaries, I feel like I might have played this before. I'm sure I've talked about it somewhere, whether it was Pen Pals, The Goodnight Show, maybe even Hindsight back in the day. Could be Dumb People Town. Who knows? Sklar's love to chop it up with music talk. But this song is called Here in Spirit by Jim James. I just feel like right now we have so many things in our life that just we feel maybe disconnected or we want to have like a good feeling as so many elements in our life can kind of be the opposite. This is a song that I absolutely love. It talks about action. It talks about being able to be there. Like I said, it's called Here in Spirit. It's by Jim James, who is the lead singer of one of my favorite bands of all time, My Morning Jacket. We will listen to this a little bit, and then I will get us out of here with the credits. I hope you dig it, and I hope you're doing great. Tonight's episode of The Goodnight Show was produced by Noah Eberhardt. It was engineered and mixed by Brennan Lynch Solomon with production assistance from Lissa Rubin. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. Check out more of his work at cmdugan.com. If you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. There you'll find our weekend edition as well as exclusive back page and mystery episodes plus much more. 3 Patreon tiers are available and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. The Goodnight Show is not part of any network, which means your support goes directly to the people and costs that keep this show on the air. Another way to support is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, as well as tell everyone you know about this little show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.